Next, how to prepare for telephonic interviews. Recruiters can gain an understanding of the applicant's personalities, perceptions, and views through phone screening interview before calling them face to face. A phone screening interview is ideally to understand the individual, his or her qualifications and other aspects. But very important when we talk of telephonic interviews, since you are not visible, the deciding factor will be the tone. The deciding factor will be the enthusiasm in the tone and also how you greet the person. What is very important is that how do you greet the person at the start? Once the interview is over, how do you talk? You say, bye-bye, it was nice talking to you. Thank you so much. Your words should be expressed in that manner. Also, when we talk of an interview via telephone, your tone somewhere should make that kind of impact on the opposite person. Now, besides your tone, your ability to answer in concise sentences, not give lengthy or complicated sentences, not have a lot of gaps where you do you do that via telephone interview. No, not acceptable. Yes, once you finish talking, you leave a few seconds because then the person on the opposite side will ask you another question. So that all you need to look into and handle well. But also understand that an interview via telephone will save time and it'll save costs. It'll save time because you don't have to reach that destination or place. It'll save costs since you don't have to travel or commute, right? So in its own way, it's an advantage. But it is a disadvantage to a great extent for the interviewer because the interviewer cannot really see you. What is the advantage the interviewee gets? That the interviewee can be in his or her comfort zone. You will be seated anywhere where you feel you're comfortable enough. You may not feel the need to dress formally because you will say it's via telephone. Though I personally feel that even if it's an interview via telephone, you must dress formally. See, how you are dressed, that'll be the deciding factor for you to also progress. Progress on what front? To be more formal with your communication, to have that confidence to speak in a formal manner. All that will definitely make a difference. To avoid that there are no interruptions during the interview, avoid noisy places and speak over the phone from a peaceful location. So see to it that you're in a zone where there is no distraction. See to it you are in a zone where there is more of peace and ease. Because if you are in a zone where there is distraction, then ideally you may not really be able to focus. Something or the other will disturb you. A job applicant will feel more motivated if he or she is called for a face-to-face interview. Definitely, a face-to-face interview will make the job applicant feel that at least he or she is aware of that place or environment where he or she will work. Even if you called at the head office and they will say the office where you're expected to work is half an hour away from here, at least you understand what is it all about in terms of the place, the work culture, the people. So that is also something that is required for you from the point of the interviewee. And, you know, especially with advance in technology, hybrid interviews have also come in where a few of the interviews taken place, if there are three rounds, for example, so via phone, then you talk of an interview via Zoom, then you're actually called face-to-face, for example. So then what happens is that if you get a job opportunity without visiting that organization, that means everything has happened via phone and you have used online platforms such as Zoom and Cisco, then what happens is that you are not even aware where you are going to work till you reach that day. When I say where you're going to work, that means that organization, not in terms of location, that organization in terms of how it is, how the people in that organization function, what are your specific roles and responsibilities. So it is always better to go for a face-to-face interview. Smile so that the interviewer hears the enthusiasm in the voice of the candidate from the beginning. When I say smile so that the interviewer hears the enthusiasm, definitely your enthusiasm will make you different from others. See, fear, shyness, not being in the present moment, feeling that the opposite person, that means the interviewer, is judging you or being judgmental, which is highly possible and nothing wrong with it. I feel you should not let yourself get demotivated, or you should not let anybody take your smile away from you, no matter what. You have to conduct yourself in that manner and go with the flow of the conversation. Tips for cracking telephonic interviews. Many organizations use phone calls with candidates who seem convincing on their resume, and to determine if those applicants are ready to move into more in-depth interviews. So when we take an interview via phone call, we want to see also that somewhere, are you genuinely the candidate what you portray yourself to be on the resume? What is it that you put forward in the resume? When we actually take the interview and it's matching, then it'll serve the purpose. So the next step will be that we have taken an interview via phone. What will the next step be? Next step will be that what do you need to look into before you are actually called for a face-to-face interview? That means steps taken to give successful interviews. Be an active listener. Do not interrupt and focus on what is said. That means hear the person patiently. Let your mind be ready to absorb to whatever is said. If you have not heard the interviewer clearly, if there is some distraction in the background or in the noise, if there is distraction in the background or there is noise, then you can ask the interviewer to repeat. You can either say, I'm sorry, I did not hear you clearly. Please, can you repeat? You can say that. But also sound engaged and interested. You know, explain, give examples, give some stories. That means give facts as to how you have been able to deal so far with people and situations. Interview anxiety can impact the performance in a negative manner. The moment you are anxious, it'll show up in your tone. It'll show up that you are not able to speak comfortably. It'll show up in the way you are, you know, trying to put forward answers. So that anxiousness and anxiety will spoil your chances of being hired. So instead of focusing on your anxiousness and anxiety, focus on being in the present moment. Focus on the fact that you're alert and aware, and that you are very much listening to what is said. A positive tone can help the recruiter understand your enthusiasm levels. Also, you need to answer briefly and make sure your responses are to the point and not lengthy. When I say answer briefly, that means the sentences have to neither be too lengthy nor too short. It has to be in a manner whereby you are aware that I have given information as per the requirement. Be an active listener. Do not interrupt and focus on every word that is said. This is discussed. And being polite at all points of time and do not sound distracted. The moment you are distracted, it'll show up because you might just hold for a few seconds longer than required. You might just lose your thought process and you might think of something else. So you will sound distracted. Reflect on your challenges, achievements, and past work, and then give appropriate responses to questions that you may consider to be tough. If you have faced challenges, which many of us have faced while we are working, but how did you take it to be positive rather than negative? Right? So it is really up to you that when they say, how did you deal with this challenging situation, instead of saying, oh yes, you know, it was so difficult, you can always say, every challenge teaches us something. In fact, it is challenging people and situations who ideally bring out the best in us. For example, I might have to develop more patience to deal with a person who is very difficult and challenging. So isn't it better for me if I'm developing more patience? So it is very important that you give appropriate responses. Also, when you talk of achievements, don't make them feel that you are very egoistic and you feel you are the best. You always can say, but there is a lot more to do. There is a lot more that can be done and I want to progress and move forward. So when you give appropriate responses, then they will feel that you are really the candidate we are looking for. See, generally, not always, generally when someone is asked about difficult people, situations, or about a particular situation which ideally made you feel demotivated, yes, you can feel demotivated, but then you did self-introspection. You ideally focused on how to come up with ways and means to deal with this. You also did brainstorming and you realized that we have various solutions to this. Why should we look into the problem and keep focusing on the problem and not move ahead with the solutions? When I say why should we look into the problem, that means you're putting all your attention on the problem. You don't want that. You want to move forward. And lastly, keep all your paperwork and documents handy so that if by chance you need to go through it during the telephone interview, it is kept ready. So I just mentioned to you sometime back, you have that file where everything is systematic and you just need to have that document right there. Now this was for telephone interview, in-person interviews. That's what we've discussed, right? So what we spoke now, right? We are done with this. Now we're taking the next. Video conference interviews. Video conference interview connects the candidates with companies that are in different locations. When I talk of video conference interview, it means that the interviews whereby people are connected through internet, you can make use of various platforms such as Microsoft Teams. And what happens is that when you talk of video conferencing interview when you talk of video conference interview, again, people are located in different places. But the idea is that you are able to connect with one and all in any part of the world. Of course, time zones matter. So that is something you need to look into because time zones, there's a difference in timing. And what is important for video conference interview? You need to check that the microphone is fine so that communication is clear. You need to see that all the connections required are done and everything is set and in an orderly manner. Also, when I talk of video conference interviews, what happens is that with emerging trends and technology, video conference interviews have really taken place and have ideally, you know, progressed, because a lot of people are far more happy giving interviews via video. But the only aspect is that sometimes during a video conference interview, only the face is seen or only half of the body is seen. Now, what happens is that it is very different from a face-to-face interview. You may be seated here and I can only see half of you. But when you're actually face-to-face versus when you're actually giving your video conference interview, it is very different. Why? Because the responses, my observations and your responses may ideally not really be correct. When I say may not be correct, what I observed of you may be incorrect as per my thought process until I saw you face to face. When you came face to face, I say, oh, this candidate seems far more confident as compared to what this candidate was via video conference interviews. So it allows two or more participants who are in different locations and who stay away geographically to take part in the interviewing process. So definitely, geographic locations, that can be one aspect for video conference interviews. And it's possible that first there is a phone interview, then there's an interview via video conference, and then it could be face-to-face. So eventually, the number of candidates that come to the organization are reduced, which is better from the interviewer's point of view. Video interviews will help the organization save time and money compared to in-person interviews. Individuals from all over can participate, so the talent pool will have more participants. And lastly, even if the internet fluctuates, be calm, because how you respond to stress is noticed. So definitely it'll save time and money. Now remember one thing, we are governed by technology, but at times there may be situations where internet fluctuates, where you feel, oh, you've lost connectivity. You do not have to get worried. Why? Because it is not in my control if that happens. All I have got to do is be calm. See, they are observing every response of yours. So anything which makes you anxious, stressed. So they'll say, I believe that you had a lot of arguments with your colleagues when you worked there. So you will do this. They will realize. So you can say, yes, but that taught me a lot. It helped me to understand myself better. It made me realize that I need to ideally become a neutral person when there are too many arguments and not have my views which can make the conversation go haywire. I'd rather work in a manner by focusing on the goals rather than working in a manner whereby we focus on our arguments, which leads to zero output. So you know what? They are observing your responses, your anxiousness, your replies, they're also observing that, are you getting stressed? How are you dealing with that question? So it is best that you stay calm. And this, again, you need to do a lot of self-talk. Self-talk every day. Right? Conclusion. Thus, whether it is a phone interview, face-to-face interview or video interview, you should be as authentic as possible and can ask specific job-related questions that will give you a better understanding of roles and responsibilities in the organization. Definitely, the moment you ask questions, it will make them feel that you are a very enthusiastic individual. You are a candidate who's keen on getting hired. You're a candidate who ideally wants to understand a lot more. So that will be for your betterment. It is necessary to have a positive and enthusiastic attitude all throughout the interview. Also, any interview finally depends on your attitude and responses. So attitude is how you think, feel and behave. So any interview will depend on that. You have to carry your smile with you. You have to carry your enthusiasm with you. And you have to carry positive thoughts with you. Leave the baggage aside. The baggage could be negative thoughts, The baggage could be something that has gone haywire in your previous job, something that has made you feel that you're finding it difficult to get along with people because you're a different personality type. Leave all those aspects aside. We have finished this chapter. Thank you.